Episode number 1596 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Michelle Franklin. How is everyone doing? Today's episode is titled, The Dentist Paul Rao and His Wife Julia Rao Caught While Taking an Ice Cold Shower. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
William Seibold, who passed away on Saturday in his home next to a post office, was 81 years, 4 months, 6 days old. The late William Seibold was 62 years old, survived by his wife, 2 adult sons, and 4 daughters. He said that he came from a good New York City family, and had graduated a few years before from Yale. One of the first things that he will be remembered for is his devotion to old friends. It says a lot about his relationships that several of his friendships date back more than 60 years. Jerry will forever be missed by many cousins, extended family, and close friends. He is survived by his wife Heather, daughters Billy and George, and a granddaughter, Carly. David Goldblatt leaves his wife Lily and children Stephen, Brenda, and Roni. Desied is aged 58, and in addition to Benjamin Nothstein's wife, is survived by 3 sons and 3 daughters. The late Benjamin Nothstein was one of the best citizens of this district and will be greatly missed by his many friends. Benjamin Nothstein was once an engineer in Lehigh Valley, residing in Lehighton. Mrs. Lena was a longtime resident of the neighborhood, and had a broad circle of friends. Lee Y. Kraps sold his house in Jacksonville, and married David C. Kraps, a friend of and fraternity brother of Wally, June 5, 1971. Lee Y. Kraps balanced raising a son with working, as well as continuing his volunteer activities. Her friends were an excellent source of strength and assistance as she tried to maintain normalcy for 2 young children, grieving the drowning. Her friends and the Smith family, including the parents, Wallace H. Smith, 3 sisters, and 4 brothers, rallied behind Lee Y. Kraps during the tragic time. It was the first time that June Helen Smith Oranowski would have been confronted with the fact that she was, in fact, his grandmother. A surprise party was held for Mrs. Sally L. Longacre on Tuesday night to celebrate the 53rd birthday of her mother. Hunter, entertained on last Friday night to celebrate the birthday anniversary of Miss Laura. A large number of friends of Mrs. Sally L. Longacre were present, and they were all having a good time. Mark Dingemans received his award on 3 October in Amsterdam, the Netherlands, during a special occasion. The IG Nobel Prizes for 2021 were awarded Thursday evening, 14 September 2017, during the 27th annual inaugural ceremony of the IG Nobel Prize, which was held in the Sanders Theatre at Harvard University. The 2021 IG Nobel Prizes were awarded on Thursday, September 9, 2021, at the 31st First Annual IG Nobel Prize Ceremony. A memorial service was held at 10 a.m. at St. Patrick's Basilica, Thursday, October 21, 2021. A celebration of life will take place following the waiting period to loosen the restrictions of COVID. A celebration of Margaret Weber's 70th birthday, which is not yet known, will take place later, once the COVID restrictions have eased. Private burial at Johnston's Corner Cemetery in late June. Resolved, that, in remembrance of the late William Seibold, this chapter's charter shall be mourned for 30 days. William Seibold, aged 64 years, 9 months, 5 days, died in Egypt, Saturday morning. Sylvester, son of Mr. and Mrs. George Oakenhaus, died of diphtheria Saturday, aged 15 years, 15 days. Wallace H. Smith was involved in a boating accident on November 16, 1969, and drowned. Charles Sabo passed away peacefully at home, surrounded by his loving wife and daughters, on Monday, February 1, 2021, at age 85. Ernst Neuheimer retired with Denise at Lake Clear, where he loved spending time with family and friends. Known for his relationship with children, he worked 7 days a week and had 20,000 private patients on his files. On Christmas Day, he was at Hillingdon Hospital, entertaining children. Unusually for a white South African composer from that era, an academic, he was equally comfortable writing popular music. He was also making important scientific contributions working on the fossil African pig. Dr. Ramkwar Ramasar worked at UPNG from 1973 to 1974 as an advisor on education and development. Joseph Keller was also co-winner of the IG Nobel Prize for Physics in 2012, making him a double IG Nobel laureate. We have now corrected this by giving Joseph Keller his share of the 1999 prize for physics. Herb has left behind a lot of granddaughters and nephews as well, but they never forget his memory. During their first year together, the family survived David's severe car accident, and also suffered a
major fire at their home. A lovely daughter, she was bright, petite, and extremely girly, and brought much joy into their lives. Practically speaking, Maria dedicated her life and services to raising children, as well as the community. Even when working full-time, she regularly planned her evening meals around having company from a friend or friends that happened to stop by during the dinner hour. In addition, Maria always insisted on having a large celebration when buried, where friends and family could safely assemble and celebrate a life well lived.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Michelle, and this was episode 1596 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See ya next time.